Sir. It all started on a cool afternoon. I was sitting by myself when I noticed you. So I made my way across the room, thinking what's I gotta say to get you in the mood.
Yeah.
I thought that you're beautiful.
Hell no, it ain't my fault. What's going on, family? It is the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game as we always do right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show, broadcasting out here in Los Angeles worldwide. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we're going to take some calls and we're going to chop up some game like we always do right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. So don't you move a muscle. We will be right back.
Are you a startup business, a musician, a small business, an artist, or just an individual who has no idea on how to market your work and get it out there, but you would like to? Check out ThreeHeadedDragonMarketing.com. At ThreeHeadedDragonMarketing.com, they give you a video training course on how to get your product out there. You can work at home. You can be your own boss. You can gain control of your life. If you don't know how to get your product out there and market it online, Three-Headed Dragon Marketing is for you. Go to ThreeHeadedDragonMarketing.com.
Hey, this is Tariq Nasheed, New York Times bestselling author and producer of the critically acclaimed bestselling documentary series Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. I want you to join me in London on Sunday, March 15th for a live lecture at Friends House in Houston. I'm going to be discussing the international rules of racism, so trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get tickets right now at back2blackempire.com. That's back, the number 2, blackempire.com.
Check out the brand new book. It's called Marginalizing White Supremacy by author Stuart Knight. Now, this book discusses the necessity of black people in America and abroad to get a cohesive cultural identity for the purpose of personal and collective advancement. You can get the book right now at Amazon.com, and you can get the book right now at Lulu.com. And also check out Stuart's book called Poetic Visions. That's also at Amazon.com as well. So check out the book Marginalizing White Supremacy at Amazon.com right now.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
What's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite. We're going to take some phone calls in a minute. The phone number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. Now, first of all, I want to thank everybody who has contributed to the Kickstarter campaign for Hidden Colors 4, The Religion of White Supremacy. We have a Kickstarter campaign. It's been just a little over a week with the campaign, and we have over $52,000 raised already. So that's something that should be applauded. We had a fun thing that we did yesterday. It was called $2 Tuesday, and everybody gave $2, and that really helped raise the campaign contributions up. And what we're going to do tomorrow, we're going to have $3 Thursday, and we're going to have $5 Friday. So we're having a lot of people give a little, and that's going to set a precedent, and that's what I like for us to be on. I want us to start setting precedents on what we need to do to get stuff done. And I'm so proud of all of you, all of the brothers and sisters who listen to the show, who have contributed to the funding for the Hidden Colors 4. We're going to really make it pop off. But again, when it takes a little bit from a lot of people. If a lot of people just get on the page, the same page, and put a little bit in, as long as you're on the same page, you can accomplish so much stuff. And all of the people who follow me on Instagram and Twitter and all that, we're going to reach the goal. As a matter of fact, we should reach the minimum $60,000 goal by tonight. So if you're listening now, go to Kickstarter.com, type in Hidden Colors 4, or go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, and there's a link to the Kickstarter page, and donate $2 or $3 to it. Even if you donated before, donate $2 or $3. If all of the listeners now did that right now, we would go, bam. I would say in the next 5 minutes, we would reach the minimum goal and then take it to the next level. So it's very important for us to start getting in the habit of doing this stuff. And also, this is going to set a precedent, because we can start doing things as a melanoid community without getting into the habit of letting coons sabotage it and doing it without depending on the dominant society. Because see, that happens a lot in the black community. Whenever progress is made, even with Hidden Colors, there's a lot of coons out there hating now. There's a lot of coons and red wenches and buck dancing toms cooning, mad at the success of the Hidden Colors campaign. But when you are cohesive with your thoughts, when you have an agenda, when you are focused on progression, haterism from coons, that's going to bounce off you. And also the haterisms from the dominant society will bounce off you too, because you're not dependent on them. So we have to start getting into that mindset and not be afraid to not be dependent on the dominant society. Do for self. It's all about doing for self, ladies and gentlemen. So don't forget, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 if you don't have it, and contribute to the Hidden Colors 4 campaign. Now, I hope y'all are going to join me in London on March 15th. That's next month. The game is going to be heavy in London. Y'all need to go to back2blackempire.com, because the game is going to be super duper fly. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see who we got on the phone. We got a lot of people calling, and we're going to chop it up with the family. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq?
What's up? Who is this?
This is Buck from Boston.
All right, how you doing, man? What's on your mind?
What's going on? I know the show is more social commentary directed, but I got a gang question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm dealing with this chick, and I'm really digging her. The only thing is, she's really not, you know, wifey material, so she brought up to me an open polyamorous relationship, and I was wondering if you had any advice on that. How's it going to this?
Okay, so she wants to do the polyamorous relationship type of thing, and she's not wifey material, though, right?
Exactly. I want to really, like, bring around my people in a serious relationship, so I'm not open for it, but I just want to know what's the mindset behind that, and how I should go into that, you know, coming out on top.
Okay, first of all, you need to let her get you a phone, nigga, because you sound like you in SpongeBob's house underwater. And second, basically, it sounds like you just want to bang and smash. That's it. You just want to smash the woman.
Exactly.
So let's not make
she's
it.
Cool. I mean, cool, but the time we do spend together is cool, too, but just at that, I don't want a relationship,
dude,
nothing like that.
Some of the best people you can have is a cool side piece. Ain't nothing better than a cool side piece. You know that you're not really compatible as far as marriage, but you get with people, the sex is cool, the conversation is cool, she's like a homie that you can smash. And that's all it is. So don't put more on it. That's just a real cool friend with a cool little benefit. She should know what it is. Don't start pumping her up. And if she starts going there, just kind of push it back to where it's supposed to be. Meaning the friend zone, where we get our little smash on every now and then. And that's what it is. But don't let her veer off into something and veer you off into something, because then it's going to go into a place you don't want it to go. But
that. She also brought up, like, swinging with other couples, too.
Yeah, that's another
thing. That's something foreign to me. I'm just like, I don't know yet.
Yeah. This is just a cool little freak. And be careful of that, too, because y'all go somewhere swinging, and then there's a couple of women there, then you bent over, then somebody slide up in your ass. So I would be real cool on that, nigga. You somewhere in the dark, your senses are tingling, you don't know what's going on, somebody might drug you, nigga, you wake up with a Jell-O pudding pop and Bill Cosby's business card in your goddamn lap, nigga. So I don't know what might happen, so just chill out on that, brother. I'ma holla, peace.
No doubt.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see who else we got on the phone. What's going on? Who's calling?
Oh, what's happening, man? I can't believe I got through. How you doing, brother?
Got through, player. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, brother, this is Mac Moe calling out here from Las Vegas. You know, I'm sitting here with my kid. You know, we're faithful listeners to your brother.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes, sir.
So say hi, gentlemen. Say hi, young man.
Hi.
How you doing, babies?
Good.
How old are the kids?
I got two young brothers. They 9 and 10. And, like I said, we faithful listeners to you, brother. You spit that hot fire, and we wake up every morning and listen to some of that hot fire.
Yes,
brother.
Sir, man. Teach them young men that ism. Yes, indeed.
I wanted to get your comment, brother, on that on that Little League World Series, taking that trophy away from you, young
brother. Yeah. That, for those who don't know, there was a team. Weren't those young men from Chicago, those little boys?
The Jackie Robinson West team.
Yeah.
And, it's horrible. It's horrible because I have not seen anything like this in history from the research I've done. To team just, you know, they do this. They get little players and they put them all together, but to act like these young brothers can't do it. This is the first ever African-American team to do this, and they're taking it from them.
Exactly, man. See, the thing is, the white supremacists, they love pulling little moves and they love doing little slick stuff behind the scenes until we figure out how to do it. And not even on a slick level. What happened with this team, there's a Little League baseball team, young black boys, they won the World Series of Little League teams. Then the white supremacists came along with a little loophole talking about they recruited players from outside of their geographic region, meaning that they got a couple of kids from another neighborhood because there was a map that was inaccurate. See, and that's what the white supremacists do. They look for reasons to find loopholes to take your glory and your victory. They do that to black children all the time. There was another kid, I was talking about this before. He was playing somewhere on the East Coast. I can't think of it right now, but the kid was so good, they made him stop playing because he was too good and it was not showing the other children teamsmanship. It was some real janky bullshit rules that they have for us, but they don't have for the dominant society. So we have to teach our children young what part of the game is out there and how white supremacy works, so when they experience it, they don't internalize that in a negative way. But that was real cold and slick what they did, and I don't respect how they did those young boys, and they would never have done that to any white kids at all. And this
In the history of what I know is in this little league World Series, how they like to do, they like to pick out the little kids, like the little Hispanic and black kids. You know, the mixture kids, and say they're over age or they haven't filed the proper paperwork. It's always something.
Exactly.
It's always something.
Exactly. They comb with a fine tooth comb.
I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
But yeah, with us, they scour through us with a fine tooth comb.
You know, I have my kids pay attention to this because, like I said, I got two young brothers out here, and they got to pay attention to the white supremacy. You know, I can't even have my kids out at the park playing without worrying about if some cop gonna come up and act the fool.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely,
and kill my, you know, and it's kind of fearful. You know, yeah. But like I said, but I'm going. You know, I gotta let you go because I know you're handling your business.
Yes, sir.
But
much
like
respect.
I just want to let you know. This is a real deep thing that you're doing if we put it in our family, man.
Yes, indeed.
All right, boys. Goodbye to Mr. Nasheed.
Bye. All
right, good night, boys. Holla. All right, that's real talk right there, man. But this is why, man, we have to empower ourselves. This is why I constantly preach melanoid empowerment. Melanoid people are going to have to empower themselves economically. We don't have time for divisive coons and people diverting our energy away from empowering ourselves. Whenever we start talking about getting that paper up so that fuckery like this will not happen, black folks start getting scared. We got to get off that scared thing. What's up? Who's calling? Yo. Hello. Let's try another one. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Austin from H-Town.
What's up, Austin from H-Town? How you doing, fam?
Good, man, good. I'm at the gym right now, getting a good workout. I was going to ask you one question real quick.
Go ahead.
What do you think about meditation when it comes to, like serious, you know, sitting down and meditating for a while?
Oh, yeah, meditation is great, man. Meditation is great, and that's one reason why I like to go to exotic spots and real tranquil islands, because that gives you a chance to get away from a lot of noise, and you can just kind of clear your mind. And that's a problem with a lot of us, especially in the melanoid community, is because we have so much shit going on around us all the time. We never take the time out to think and plan and look and see what we need to do for the future, because we have so many of our senses just being titillated at all times. Music, people yelling, people smoke, just a whole bunch of stuff. So it's very important that we go somewhere and just kind of clear our thoughts for a few minutes at least. And that will do wonders for your mind and your body. So that's a very good thing. I know Russell Simmons does a lot of stuff about meditation and things like that. And I'm definitely in agreement with that. All right.
Hey, well, hold on 1 second, Tariq, before you go. I want to ring the alarm on some messed up stuff. You remember that guy that came out with "I'm not gay no more" or whatever at his church?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they came out with a news story on them. You should look it up because it sounds like some real messed up stuff. They're trying to claim that you can't change your orientation. That sounds like a whole bunch of bullshit to me. I don't know.
No, Lord.
But, they're trying to expose a dude saying that he's gay no matter what. And, you know, it's just, I feel like I got the message that they're saying like black people should be gay no matter what.
Man, I got to look into that, man. I'll check it out. But thanks for the call, brother. Yes, indeed. Let's get one more call, then I get into the game. And what I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to talk about instant gratification. That's what we're talking about today. What's up? Who's calling? Hello. All right, y'all, with these raggedy phones, family. Y'all chill out with these raggedy phones. Let's get this call one more time. What's up? Who's calling?
Brian.
What's up, man?
Hey, I had a question.
Hey, what's your name, man?
What do it mean if
what's your name, man?
Brian,
where you calling from, Brian?
I am.
This nigga.
I'm calling from Detroit.
All right. You all right, Brian?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm at work. That's why.
Okay, brother, did they take a drug test at your job? Because they're going to find crack in your system, nigga. All right, what's on your mind?
I just had a quick question.
Go ahead.
All right, me and my girl, we both 23, and like now she don't want to do like oral sex anymore. Like, what the?
Okay, you say you and your lady, you're 23. How long you been dating her?
Like a little over
when?
We both just graduated, huh?
So a little over how long?
Like a little over a year, like.
So you've been dating over a year. Okay, you've been dating over a year because y'all graduated together.
Yeah,
Okay. And nigga, how old were you when you graduated? Because I'm trying to do the numbers. If you're 23 and you just graduated.
I mean, we both 23. We just graduated last May from college.
Oh, college. Okay, I was about to say. I'm like, nigga, if you don't take your ass to get a GED somewhere. But
Nah.
So you've been dating your lady for about a year. She was going down on you, but now she's not going down on you no more, right?
Yeah, and she said it's just because she don't like to anymore.
Probably,
she don't like to do it like that.
Okay, probably because you're getting lazy and you're not washing your balls like you're supposed to. That's what that is. Women like going down on dudes. But you probably are.
Nah, I do. I mean, it ain't that. I'm clean. So she just said it's just that she don't like doing it. But one of her friends told me that she was the self-proclaimed queen of doing it.
Yeah. So, something is going on. Now, either two things. Either your balls are not as fresh as they used to be, or there's another dick that she's the queen of doing. You understand? Because women are going to suck somebody's dick. And if it ain't yours, it's somebody else. And I said in my book, The Mac Within, I don't trust no woman who ain't giving me oral if I'm in a relationship with her. So, you need to see what's going on in that relationship, because there might be somebody else that she's getting her bob and weave on. You dig?
Yeah, so you think she is? Like, how do I find out? Like, she ain't gonna just tell me. I asked her that. She already said, no, that wasn't it.
All right, nigga, when you come home early one day and you hear some shit like this.
I'm a scat man.
You hear some scatting.
Yeah. So you think it's one of those two things?
I think she might be scatting on somebody else's dick. That's what I think. When a woman just says, okay, I don't want to do it no more, just all of a sudden, either those balls are tart or there's another dick somewhere. And she's a young chick.
Like, she is doable, but like, it's like far in between. Like,
all right, well, then, but that's because a nigga's getting far between her legs. So I'm thinking that something else is going on. You need to check that. You got to put your ego aside, because when you get a dramatic change like that, you need to see what's popping.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, man, let me get back to my shit, man. I'll holler, man. But check your lady and check your balls, brother. Holler. All right. Okay, let me get into the game. My Lord. So we're going to talk about instant gratification, family. That's what we're talking about today. And I want to talk about this because I got a letter or an email from a lady. She said, Tariq, what's up, man? I've been married for 4 months now. My husband is great. I make about $65,000 a year. My husband makes about $30,000 a year. I went to college. I got a master's degree. And I feel that my husband is slacking, because he does work right now at this company, but he only gets like $10 an hour. And I have a couple of startup businesses, and he's not really working or supporting me with these businesses. And he likes fast money that offers instant gratification. He don't want to really work hard for anything, and he likes illegal money activities such as gift card scams. I feel like I'm getting less attracted to him because it's really hard for me to look at him like a man and he's doing all these illegal activities. He promised to stop once, but when he gets in a hole, he starts doing it again. So what should I do here? Now, I feel this sister. I feel her. Because the thing is with us in the black community, a lot of times we get caught up in the habit of doing things just for instant gratification because everything has to be immediately. That's why we get caught up in little jive-ass scams and little jive-ass schemes. I won't even call them hustles because a good hustle can work for you if you minimize the risk and the rewards outweigh the risk. But the thing is, cats are not getting into hustles. They're getting into scams. And it's low-level hustles when they do get into hustles. And I have to deal with that shit all the time, especially with the Hidden Colors series. There's always some mushmouth nigga that I gotta run on selling bootleg copies of my DVDs. And then when I check them on it and take their DVDs, they're like, oh, well, I'm doing this because I just think this information is needed. This information should be given out for free to everybody. But I'm like, hey, nigga, you're not giving them out for free. You're selling them. So what you talking about? Just low-level nigga shit. So that's something that I personally have to deal with, and I hate dealing with that. And I know women, if you're in a relationship, you hate dealing with that. And that's a very bad habit that black males are going to have to get rid of. We're going to have to start thinking in long-term empowerment. Long-term hustles. If you're going to hustle, think in the long term. Think 20 moves ahead. Cats have this little nickel and dime. I got to get me some money tonight and don't know where my next dollar's coming two or three nights from now. That's not going to work, especially if you're a grown-ass man and you're in a marriage. Look, I understand how systematic white supremacy works, and I know that it limits resources within our community. But this is why it's important for us to think in terms of empowerment and think in terms of linking up with other people who are in terms of empowerment, who are thinking in terms of empowerment. But that's the problem. And that's why a lot of dudes out here get caught up in dumb shit, because they get caught up in a hustle trying to get some fast money. They didn't think it out. And then what happens is once you get in jail, you have time to reflect on how dumb your hustle was. But it's too late because it's after the fact now. Niggas get real wise behind bars because now you get that meditation time. That's the unfortunate thing. Like my man called up earlier talking about meditation. The only time we get to so-called meditate is in jail. When it's too late. When it's time to think about what we should not have done and how we should have done things differently. When you get behind those bars, you get to think, okay, damn. I should have went this way instead of that way. I was fucking up. I was thinking emotionally. So we're not in a position at this point to get caught up in the game and then get clarity, because now the white supremacists, they're throwing all types of football numbers at cats for minor infractions now. So we got to be on top of our game. See, the thing is, we can't keep on delaying long-term prosperity for short-term gratification. See, that's a very childlike characteristic that a lot of us have. You know, with children, they want something now. They're crying now. They're whining now. They're throwing a tantrum now. They got to have something right now. We do a lot of things like babies because in our community, we've been living under the system of white supremacy. As Neely Fuller said, it turns you into a child. It makes black people grown babies. This is why we do a lot of shit. We're always drinking something. Always got something to our mouths drinking. Something to our mouths smoking, getting blunted out. That's why we always overeating. A lot of us, we overeat in the black community. Just like babies. Just eat nonstop for instant gratification. Forget about long-term prosperity. Just, I gotta have instant gratification right now. We fuck everything. No matter what it looks like, instant gratification right now. And that's a slave characteristic when you look at it. we carry a lot of stuff over from slavery that we have to let go. And that's something that we have not let go. Remember, on the plantations, when black people were working in those fields, they knew they were going to be enslaved forever for the rest of their lives. So there was no point of thinking in long term. I'm going to be here long term. So everything about the slave mind became instant gratification. I need relief right now. Whatever I can take, anything that will give me any kind of relief right now, I need it. Let's joke and laugh right now. Let's enjoy ourselves right now. That's why we yuck it up whenever we get a chance. We are laughing and joking and dancing. And black folks, we are the partyingest people ever. We stay up in a club. We stay partying. We party hardy. We always somewhere at somebody's club. That's our thing. Instant gratification, trying to get relief by any means necessary. Anything just to temporarily get out of work, just for a minute, to tell a story, to sing a song, to tell a joke, something to relieve ourselves from the pressure of white supremacy. That's why butter biscuits were so important. Y'all remember that show I did about the butter biscuits? And black people could take a little time off just to get a butter biscuit. They relish that, just instant gratification. Not only was it instant gratification because it was food that they didn't have usually, it was also validation for something because the white slave owners gave it to them. So now that was instant gratification for validation. They felt good that massa, mommy and daddy liked them and patted them on the head. And we have that to this day. Black folks love instant gratification or validation from anybody white. We love that. We'll do anything. We will shit on the entire black community, including our children, just for some white people to pat us on the head, give us a little hug, rub us on our little shoulders. Oh, that just makes Negroes tingle. Instant gratification, the hell with long-term prosperity. Massa, mommy and daddy are hugging me right now. Nothing is better than that. The people who told me I have not been shit all my life, all of my existence, they're now showing me validation. You can't beat that in the mind of a Negro. The Negro is a mindset. It's not a physicality, it's a mindset. And we got to get that Negro mindset up out of here. And the thing is, the problem with slave-minded Negroes, when they see other black people who are prosperous, they will often project their slave Negro mindset onto them and assume that they did some type of scam or nefarious deed in order to gain prosperity. Now, these niggas will never think about white supremacy that way. They never look at white supremacy. Whenever they see a prosperous person in the dominant society, they just assume that they should be prosperous. Because in their mind, white equals prosperity. But one of these slave Negro-minded people, whenever they see a prosperous black person who got it in the right way, put in the work and did what they were supposed to do, the Negro-minded person will say, oh, that nigga must have stole something. He must have conned. He must have scammed. He must have schemed. People say that about Hidden Colors. If you notice a lot of the criticism, people will say stuff, well, oh, they scamming. Oh, they just trying to scheme. Oh, those Hidden Colors people, they're just trying to get your money. Oh, they're just trying to con and pimp you. You hear a lot of coons say stuff like that. That's that slave mentality, because prosperity for a black person in their Negro mind, it's something nefarious. It's something that you should not have done. In order to get prosperity as a black person in their mind, you have to have done something that you weren't supposed to do. That's something that's odd to the Negro mind. This is why we have to get that type of mentality away from us. We call them haters. We got to get that hater shit from around us. They always assume that another black person got their prosperity from ill-gotten gains. You don't know the kind of work that cat put in or that young lady put in. You see a young lady, she's real fly. got her money up, got her bank account stout, got her a nice crib. She's rolling a nice whip, got some nice investments going on. Negro-minded females will look at her and say, oh, she must have sucked some dick to get what she had to get. She must have fucked her boss, or she must have did some scams in order to get what she had to get. We got to let that mindset go. And if you're going to hold on to that mindset, we got to let you go. That's slave Negro talk. And the reason they talk like this is because psychologically, a lot of these people don't want to get off that plantation. They don't want to get off the plantation. And jive scams, instant gratification thinking, that will keep you on the plantation. And they understand this at least on a subconscious level. They might not overtly think this, but on a subconscious level, doing little jive-ass scams and projecting those jive scams on other prosperous people, that mentality keeps you on a plantation. It's a place where you're comfortable. Right around poverty, hovering right above poverty, in and out of poverty. A lot of black folks, we become comfortable with that nonsense. And the comfort zone of fuckery has to go. We cannot no longer be comfortable with that. That's a wrap. We got to be prosperous, and we got to empower ourselves. We got to get rid of that hater nonsense, and we got to get rid of dusty Negroes, hood rats, and slave-minded Negroes who want to sabotage our progress. It's all about growth. And it's all about empowerment. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Everybody, if you're listening in the sound of my voice, go to Kickstarter.com, type in Hidden Colors 4, or go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, donate $5 to Hidden Colors 4. Let's get over that hump and let's get it popping so we can get this movie really, really cracking the way we needed to get it cracked. All right, y'all, I'm up out of here. I'll talk to you guys. I might do a live Ustream show tonight. Haven't done a live Ustream show in a minute. I might do one tonight, Wednesday. So you guys stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite and follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. And I'll let you know if we're going to do the show tonight. Holla.